Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome, excuse me, to Joy and Peace Outreach, no other than your overseer, Sadie. I'm glad you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic I think everyone will be able to relate to this morning. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day that you have given us to hear it, Father. We thank you for us being on top of the ground and the ground not on top of us. We thank you that the angels watched over us while we tossed in slumber last night to hear it, Father. And you pushed the button of nature that behold, that we may see a brand new day that we have never seen before. Well, we come to give you praise today. We come to give you the glory. And as I go forth, move Sadie out the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Spirit move in, dear Heavenly Father, and let callers that coming on, dear Heavenly Father, be able to participate in the show today, dear Heavenly Father, in the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today the show is all about a reminder of who you are. And renewing your mind to know and let you realize who you really are. A lot of people don't know who they really are. So today I'm coming on to want you to renew your mind. You are who Christ said you are. Everybody will tell you you this and you that. But what do God say who you really are? And our tag words that we'll be using throughout the show today is renew, replacing, and your mind. So today, how to renew your mind is through Jesus. We're going to give you a whole lot of a list of things, how to renew your mind today. But first off, we know it's Jesus. It's singing songs of praise, memorizing scriptures to memorize who you really are through the scriptures. To pray, as you pray, you're reminded of who God said you are. Bringing every thought under Christ's control, not your control. Set your mind on things above and not beneath. Committing yourself to God as a living sacrifice. You know, greater love for you and of your worthiness in His sight. You know, a lot of people don't think about your worthiness, but God do. You will begin to act like a person of worth. You can renew your mind by reaching and thinking of negative thoughts about yourself with the reminder that Christ died for you. You can renew your mind by remembering who and whose you are. You know, well, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Any caller that would like to come on and speak on this topic, a reminder of who you really are and that you can be renewed your mind through Christ Jesus. You know, I was using that this week as you learn what the Bible say about the need to renew your mind. You know, you have learned that you truly have the mind of Christ and can think His thoughts. But I know you say, but how does this apply, this ability apply to me? You can think about even on your job, how you can renew your mind. In your family life, reminded how to renew your mind in your church relationship and in daily challenges that you go through. When you think about it, you truly have the mind of Christ and can think His thoughts when you go and obey what God is saying. You know, as one of the tag words on replacing, you know, you can replace old thoughts. You used to have thoughts that you know that wasn't good. You have to replace them. That's renewing your mind right there when you start replacing them with God say and not what we say. You know, the flesh is quick to come up and say things and do things, but when we do and say things on what God is saying, you start renewing your mind daily. He have to move some things out of your consciousness that you have put there that's wrong thoughts. That's renewing your mind right there. It's a reminder daily when we pick up the scripture and the Bible and read. He's reminding us how to renew our mind daily. You know, you think about your thoughts that shape your desires and your action. When you replace harmful thoughts with ones you know will honor Christ, your entire concept of yourself can change. If you constantly tell yourself, I'm no good, I can't do that, you may begin to act out those thoughts as a self-fulfilled prophecy. If you remind yourself of Christ's great love for you and of your worthiness in his sight, you will begin to act like a person of worth. You can renew your mind by replacing negative thoughts about yourself with the reminder that Christ died for you. You can renew your mind by remembering who and whose you are. And these are some of the things that I jotted down that you can renew your mind. And you can keep these in your Bible, in your wallet, in your purse, in case you're sitting down at your desk, on your job, or you're with family members, or talking on the phone or texting. You know, as I said earlier, sing songs of praise. When you really get your mind in tune, he'll start reminding you who you really are in Christ Jesus. Memorizing and applicating scriptures. Pray. Bring every thought under Christ's control. Set your mind on things above. Demolish Satan's stronghold over your mind. Commit yourself to God as a living sacrifice. Talk to a friend that you know is in the Word of God and that's constantly telling you, you shouldn't say that or you shouldn't do that. Okay, when they say that, I'm pretty sure they're going to show you in the Word of God. They're going to say, this is what the Scriptures say. Help someone in need. That's a reminder who you are and renewing your mind when you think about what God has called you to do. Claim the mind of Christ. When you start claiming the mind of Christ and doing what Christ said, that will renew your mind. You know, we quick to think of the worldly Christians on what they're doing. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, mind, emotion, body. You know, but when you set aside old patterns can be challenging. But do not despise Christ want to be your Lord and to give you daily victory. You know, the Holy Spirit will help you renew your mind. It will provide more positive steps to take. That's when you're reading the scriptures, when you asking God, God, show me how I can renew my mind daily. Let me realize who you said I am. I'm going off with Bobo Sam Sausage Head said I am. Or I'm going back with Sally Mae say I am. But you have already reminded me of who I am in Christ Jesus. Let me walk and live in the Word of God on what you say and who I am. And when you do that, you can go to Scriptures if you have any doubt. You know, a lot of time people are in wrong ministry. And God have told them what to do, which way to go. But they following and doing what somebody else said. And when they get there, they find out, wait a minute, I'm not following what God told me to do. I got to renew my mind by remembering who I am. If he called you, as I'm just going to use this as a hypothetical example. If he called you as a pastor, walk in the calling of a pastor. If he called you as an apostle, walk in that calling of a apostle. If he called you as a teacher, be the teacher he have called you. If he called you as an evangelist, reminding of who you are, you stand tall on who you really are. And when you think about who you are, if you're a minister or if you work behind the scene, remember, God have your best interest at heart. You know, a lot of time we are doing what people say do. We done left the context of what did God say to do. And if anybody on the line would like to chime in on what we are talking about, a reminder of who you really are and renewing your mind, please just press 1 on your keypad and I will gladly bring you in. Okay, we have a caller. Praise God.
Amen. Thank the Lord for you, woman of God.
Good morning, woman of God. So glad you could be with us this morning.
I'm just happy to be here. You know, I've been battling, and I would have to say, I guess I could talk about myself today. with the renewing of my mind because my grandson is battling cancer, and it's a high-risk cancer. And every day I have to, you know, renew my mind and say, Lord, I thank you that my grandson, he is to renew my mind regardless of what I hear, regardless of what I see, and regardless of what is going on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I have to continue to say, no, he's healed, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what's going on with him. I don't care how he's feeling. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what the doctors are saying. I have to say that every day. I have to renew my mind every day and speak positive. Like you say, don't let the negative come in. Speak that positive. And say, no, that he's more than a comfort through Christ. He can do all things through Christ's strength. He's the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. And, you know, just continue to keep renewing your mind. You know, he said we die daily. So that old stuff every day, that negative stuff, all the poison and all that stuff, we got to just shut it out. We got to kill it. We got to say, you got to go in the name of Jesus every day. Destroy the yoke of it. So, amen. I just wanted to just quickly say that I was talking to another saint, and she did. I don't know if she want to say anything, but she did get on. And I just want to say, you know, I can apply that to me. You know, I'm a leader. I'm a woman of God. I'm a somebody that's teaching and training people and all that. And you know, it's easily said than done. You know, you can say, oh, I'm missing that. Like you say, if that's what you're supposed to be, do it. Do it. Don't be letting nobody stop you, or don't let nothing or anything stop you from doing what God say do. It does not matter what you're going through. You got to renew that mind every day. So, you know, I just thank God for that, and thank God for you giving me that little reminder. Praise God. We're actually in the process of he's being admitted today to go through some chemotherapy. So, you know, I do ask and solicit and ask the prayers of the righteous to pray and continue to intercede for my baby. In the name of Jesus, I love you, woman of God, and God bless y'all.
And if there's someone else that would like to say something, we're going to pray for your grandson before we get off the line. If it's anyone else that like will say something on reminding of who you are and renewing your mind, please feel free to hit 1 on your keypad of your phone, and I will gladly bring you in. And thank you, woman of God, for coming on to share. You know, the process and the importance of bringing our thoughts under subjection to the Word of God. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10:4-6, say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You know, Satan's strongholds are thoughts. And if the devil can get you to entertain his thoughts, his fear, his anxiety, the doubt, the apprehension, and so on, he can have a doorway to control your mind. We have to be so careful. The very elect, the Word of God said, will be fooled. So we got to be, men and women of God have to be so careful. You know, he will put a ring in your nose and lead you around if you let him. That's the enemy, you know. But we don't have to let him. The Word of God tells us how to be victorious. It shows us how to be more than conquerors in him who loves us and give himself for us. Over in James 4:6-8, more grace, therefore, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hold on, we have a call coming through, hold on. God, we had someone came on and had a recorder. But you know, James 4:6-8 say, he will give more grace. Therefore, he said, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, he said, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, your sinners, and purify your heart, your double-minded. You know, to simplify, we have to try and resist the devil without doing the rest of what this word said is to be taken out of context. You know, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hand, your sinners, and purify your heart. They're saying about you being double-minded. You know, double-minded is another way of saying you are wishy-washy when it comes to what you believe or what you are not settling in your mind that the word of God is true. You know, there is a clue for that. Find out what God's word has to say and then hear it. Meditate on it. You know, it has to take root in your spirit. You got to let the faith arise in your heart. That's letting us know. It's a reminder of who you are and renewing your mind daily. You know, over in Romans 10, 9 and 10, they say that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But with the heart one believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You know, if you really don't believe God's word concerning a thing and just think that if you have a good confession concerning whatever you desire that it will come to pass, you are at miss. You know, we got to move fear, doubt, anxiety, and other such tools of the devil that comes to us through our mind and through, you know, the thoughts. We have to stand and know who God said we are. Over in Psalms, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Whosoever leap also shall not wither, and whosoever he does shall prosper. You know, that's still reminding us of who we are and renewing our mind. You know, we can confess the word of God and be steadfast in it and not be double-minded. We will see the end result of it. You know, many times we know what the word of God say about different areas of life. We may see some victorious, but if the outward circumstances do not always agree with the word of God, we think our faith has failed and we get discouraged and allow condemnation to come in from the enemy. This is truly the trials of our faith. We must make a choice to stand up for what we believe. You know, the circumstances of life of the word of God, I know that it is not always easy to bring your thought life into captivity. Two, go to the word of God first. And that's what we have to do. We have to go to the word of God first. You know, we go to everybody and to everything but to the word of God. No matter what situation we come up, what come up in our life, what do? We run to this one, we run to that one. But the first thing we should do is run to Jesus. He is the one that would direct us, give us what we need, tell us exactly what to do. But we fall short, all of us do. We're not perfect, but we have to be reminded of who we are in Christ Jesus. We must allow God's word by the power of the Holy Spirit to charge our spirit until our spirit is dominating our mind and that flesh. We got to let this flesh die daily. My. You know, the word and the devil would join forces and defeat us, but allowing our born-again spirit and power by the word of God to dominate our mind, we can bring it into subjection to God's word and stand victorious when all hell is coming at us, against us. And just like the woman of God said, she knew with all the things coming against her, she's got to stand on the word of God. No matter what the doctors are saying, who is the great doctor? Jesus. We got to depend on what he's saying. If he's telling you to go to the right and not to the left, or he's telling you to go forward and don't go backward, he got his reason on what he's saying. But we got to apply and be reminded of what he's saying to us as individuals. And, you know, that is so true. I just thank God because I have to go and do what he said do. I can't just throw in the towel no matter what it look like. I got to say, but God said. And that's been my word all this year in 2018. Did God say it or did flesh say it? If God said it, I'm going to stand on what God said. I don't care what it look like. I'm standing on the call of grandson that's going to be here. I'm standing on the word of God. By his stripes, he is healed. He went to the cross for us. He died for us. So I'm standing on the word of God. I know technology say we got this and we got that, but that's why God went to the cross for every one of our sin, every one of our sickness. He went to the cross for, and we going to have to stand up and say, no, I'm not taking that laying down. I'm not taking that. That's what they say. He had, no, he going for some more testing. He going for that. Sure, you can go and see what it is, but you still got to stand on the word of God. We know prayer will change situations and conditions. So today we come in standing in proxy, Lord Jesus, for the grandmother that came on the line to hear the Father, where her mind, she's being reminded of today to hear the Father, and her mind is being renewed on what you say. For what you say, stand true to him, the Father. It stand above everything. What the word of God says, stand. So, God, we come today to him, the Father, standing with the woman of God, with her grandson, to him, the Father. Even when she go back to the hospital, standing on the word of God, to him, the Father, that they can check and find out they don't have cancer nowhere in his system, nowhere in the blood, nowhere wherever they say it is, to him, the Father, because we standing. We being reminded of who you are. We being renewed with our mind. Our mind have went so much to the flesh that we have moved God out of the way. But God, today, we stand on your word today, to him, the Father. We are being renewed with our mind in Christ Jesus today, to him, the Father. Rememberizing everything that you have told us to bring it to pass, to him, the Father. No, it may not come when we want it, but it's going to be right on time, to him, the Father. And we come today, to him, the Father, lifting up the young man, to him, the Father, on what you said, to him, the Father. Not what we want, but what you said, to him, the Father. And we giving you praise in advance for it, to him, the Father, without a shadow of a doubt, to him, the Father. We give you the glory today. We give you the praise. He's healed from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. All his blood, it's been filtered already, to him, the Father, through the blood, to him, the Father, that you shed on Calvary, to him, the Father. But this young man and all people that will listen to this broadcast, to him, the Father, sometime today or tonight or tomorrow, that they have to be reminded of who they are and be renewed with their mind, to him, the Father. We give you praise today. We give you the glory today, to him, the Father, because it's not about us. It's all about you, God, and we say thank you today, dear Heavenly Father. And we have learned, dear Heavenly Father, when a Christian learns that the circumstances of life does not at all show where he or she is spiritually, he or she will rejoice. But when we learn that our recreated human spirit can be master of our intellect and sin, we can have a strong and constant faith like dear Heavenly Father. And we know that Romans 8:6 say, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. And spiritual minded today is more than just thinking about heaven. It is not allowing your mind to be swayed by circumstances or doubtful thoughts, and is putting your mind under submission to the word of God. By constantly dwelling on God's word and meditating on his precept, we bring our mind into submission to God's will. God's word is God's will. When we renew our mind to the point where doubt has no more room, the power of faith can be released and results obtained. Satan loved to attack the thought lives of Christians. He battled Christians with thoughts of fear, anxiety, worry, sickness, defeat, and death. But we can be victorious in Jesus Christ. For he has showed us how to be mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, even every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have a part to play. And victory, these are our weapons. We have to use them. God would not use them for us. Renewing our mind today is an ongoing experience. We must die to self daily. We must constantly keep our mind under subjection to the what God's word is saying. This means we have to feed on God's word continuous to be made strong. When negative thoughts come, and they will, we have to be given the tools to deal with them. Philippians 4:8 say, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. I just brought you today a reminder of who you are and renewing your mind daily with Christ Jesus. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed and have a wonderful day. And I will say today, Merry Christmas, because Christmas is Tuesday and I come on Wednesday. I want to tell everyone, thank you for coming on and sharing today. Thank you for coming on, all of those that came on for 2018. I hope we can have a constant reminder of who you are and renewing your mind. Before we leave, does anyone like to say anything before we close the line off for 2018 with joy and peace? Well, we give God the praise today and we give him the glory. And until next week, be blessed. Have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. And a prosper new year. We'll be back on next Wednesday at our same time, same station. And until next week, you all be blessed. Love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.